248-398-WCSX, studio number. This is kind of a small sample. Maybe it isn't. If you've ever had somebody break into your house while you were there. I mean, it's one thing to have to come home and somebody's robbed your house or stolen your car, broken into your car, but to actually be home when that goes down, don't we all think about that, Aaron? That's like you always wonder what you will do if someone breaks into your house while you're there. I'd like to think I'd grab a bat and just, you know, clobber them. I kind of have a bat that, you know, for that purpose. I don't know.
Yeah, firearms.
Right. Well, that's, you know, nothing wrong with that. I mean, if for home protection, you have a handgun or something for that reason. You think about what you're going to do if, you know, God forbid, somebody breaks into your home while you're there. This happened in Waterford. Jonathan Abrams, there was a guy in his house, and his daughter notified him. And we put this whole thing up, and we got to tell you right now, you got to be careful when you watch this video because it is definitely not safe for work.
Yeah.
The key word is
K-O.
What he did was, just to set the table, guy breaks into the house, Jonathan confronts him, hits the dude, knocks him out. Then he has enough sense to go on Facebook Live and record with this guy to make sure there's no ambiguity. He's a black guy. It's a white guy that he hit. He just wanted to be absolutely 100% sure that everybody knew what was going on. So he put this up on Facebook.
Now, before the police get here and anything happened to me, I done caught a intruder coming here and grabbed my daughter. I done had to knock this old silly out. Now, if I get popped, y'all see what I got here, upper hand. I ain't got no weapon on me. Boy, you move again, I'm going to break your back. You hear me? That's the only thing. Now, if anything happened to me, y'all hear me telling y'all this, I have an intruder here. Okay. You, I ain't getting up nowhere. You lucky I don't face. You lucky I just knocked your ass out.
Jonathan is a boxer, by the way. And you see the picture that when you see this dude's right eye,
you're like, yep.
That was one punch night. And he knocked it. And you can hear the guy in the back going, I didn't do anything.
He's like, get off me.
Get off me. I didn't do anything. Yeah, you went to the wrong house there, you mutt. So anyway, it's amazing video. It is amazing video with this guy, Jonathan Abrams. I want to meet this guy. I'm afraid to go over there, though, because he might punch me. I live in Waterford, too. Don't you always want... Man, that's crazy to me. I see people calling up right now. We're getting a lot of text messages, too.
I can't imagine, like, having some... I don't know.
Where I used to live in Waterford, true story, my neighbors actually had someone break into their house while they were asleep, take her purse, take the keys, take their cell phones and their wallet, which were just down on the kitchen counter, took a TV off the, you know, the wall-mounted TV, took their car while they were sleeping. Imagine waking up in the morning and you notice, like, the TV's gone, and then you look out front and your car's gone. He came over and knocked on my door, like, at 6 o'clock on a Saturday morning and let him use my phone to call the cops. Guy had broken into the house while they were sleeping.
Damn.
And they never heard him. I think they found the car in downtown Detroit or something.
That's nuts.
Yeah, man. So Jonathan Abrams, you bad man.